The actual jump outs have been delayed down there because an ambulance had to attend some another incident. So the ambulance had to, well, wasn't at the track for the jump outs. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Loz, and good morning to all the listeners. Yeah, it sounds like that, doesn't it, that an ambulance had to attend to someone down there. There were a few reports that maybe some fog as well, but we're still waiting on, I think it is mainly the ambulance, so we're just waiting on that, and hopefully, obviously, you know, the ambulance has to attend to more important things, and that's fine, and we'll get that jump out underway when it gets underway.
Talking of important things, Chad Lever, he escaped serious injury yesterday.
Yeah, he had a fall at Kembla Grange there in race five. So he actually put out a tweet last night on Twitter saying that just a bit sore and that, but everything's okay. So that's great news. Of course, we've had a couple of bad falls in the last couple of days. You know, a few jockeys at Grafton on the Wednesday and then Chad yesterday. And it's just, you know, just, I guess, lucky for all of them there that, you know, there were a few concussions and whatnot, but no serious injuries. So that's especially for Chad. You know, he had that really bad fall at Scone last year. So, you know, had some bad injuries there and took a while to get back from that. So just glad that he's got through this one okay and hopefully he's back at the saddle soon.
If there was anything missing from the Everest stage number one, it was probably just that international flavour. I know we had Brave Smash, a former Japanese raider, but it looks like Wesley Ward, the American trainer who loves going to Royal Ascot, loves travelling his horses, will come down for the Everest.
Yeah, you're right, TK. It's been that, hasn't it? And, you know, that's probably been the criticism of the race. A lot of people saying, well, you know, it's generating an Australian field and you need that international flavour. Mm. So leading American trainer Wesley Ward has confirmed that he is heading to Australia with Diamond Jubilee Stakes third place getter Bound for Nowhere. So I believe that the horse returned home after running third in that Diamond Jubilee and is now in quarantine preparing to come to Sydney. So I think in terms of the Everest and then a slot there, I think he's been sort of quoted as saying that it'll all depend on the outcome of Saturday's Daily July Cup at Newmarket there. But there's been some whispers around on social media that another slot announcement's only days away. So we'll keep our ears and eyes open there and hopefully we'll hear more soon.
What's happening with Queensland Derby runner-up Heavenly Thought?
Yeah, of course, this Darren Weir trained 3-year-old. He won the Grand Prix Stakes at Doomben and then ran second to Dark Dream in the Queensland Derby there. Now, he's been sold to Hong Kong. News come through yesterday. So, I guess, disappointing to lose him. But no doubt the connections would have got a huge offer there to sell him and probably found it too hard to ignore. So, it's always a shame to lose these horses to Hong Kong. But, yeah, at the same time, you understand, you know, the money they're throwing around in Hong Kong to get these sort of horses is huge figures, and you know, even horses like that, you might struggle to, or you might make your money back here in Australia. But we all know with horse racing, you know, you can there's injuries along the way, and you know, sometimes owners are happy to take the cash and look for another horse.
Okay, that's the business of finding a winner, mate, which is pretty difficult. Although you've been in pretty good form of late, by the way. What's your best bet?
Look, best on Saturday, I think there's two best for me. Race 7, number 3, Dreamforce, around that $5 mark. I will concede it's a feature race there on Saturday, and he needs a bit of luck from he's about the outside barrier, but he goes forward early. If he could slot in just behind them or even lead, get across without doing too much work, I think he's clearly the horse to beat. He's a very promising horse for the John Thompson Yard, and the one I'm mainly worried about in that race is actually the Kiwi High Flyer, who comes over at about 11-1. So keep him in your mix for quaddies and things like that. And the other best for me, I know it's a bit of a cop out, but I'm backing two horses in race 8, number 13 Albumin, around that $4.20 mark, and number 11 Drakenfels at $6. I'm pretty confident one of those will win. And look, you can take a Quinella, play whatever you like, but I'll be backing them both to win and hoping to get a profit there. And the best value of the day for me, race 4, number 4, Once More a Lady, around that $9.50, $10 mark. Just forgive her first up running the June Stakes on a wet track. She's much better on top of the ground. She drops a lot in grade here. She's trialled well since, and I thought she'd be hard to hold out late here around the $9.50, $10 mark.
Okay, so your best bet, race 7, number 3, Dreamforce, around that $5 mark. But you've got a two-horse play, so you back both race 8, number 13, Albion, and number 11, Drakenfels, at $6. And your best value, race 4, number 4, Once More a Lady. Now, I should, but I don't. But we still have the bundle bet, don't we?
Yeah, you can still put them in a bundle
bet. Yeah, so you just put Albion, you go to bundle bet, race 8, Dragon Fields and Albion and just have the bundle bet.
Yeah, I think it's about $2.50, or like I said, you can play that or you can back them both.
Both.
Either way, I think if you backed them both, you'd get, if Albion won, you get about double your money, and Dragon Fields three times your money. So,
right.
You know, with races like that, I know a lot of people, you know, think it's a bit of a cop out and would love to just back the one horse, but if I think it's a two horse race, a lot of the time I'm more than happy to play both of them and hope you get a result.
That's fair enough. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, guys.